Force is good nature.
Well, I'm not that familiar. I don't know.
Does that sound a little like?
Sounds a little bit awkward. Yeah. They're gentle. An animal would be gentle, whereas a person would be good natured.
Okay. And say someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs.
Very awkward.
Okay. Any other way of describing
him? He's got two left feet.
Okay. And the person who just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you say he's a plain
idiot.
Okay. Any other word?
He's dumb.
Did you call him a fool?
Well, he could be. Not in the sense, I don't think, though.
How does that word strike you?
Fool.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that goes ahead and does something that he knows better than to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I guess that would be the best way.
Is that word nice to use, or is it?
No, it's derogatory.
Okay, and someone who has a lot of money but just really hangs on to his money.
He's a tightwad.
Okay. And say an old person, maybe around 80 or so, who still gets around real well, doesn't show his age, you say that he's quite?
Well, he's spry.
Okay. Any other word?
Well, yes, I know it is, but I can't recall it.
Okay. Say if your children were out later than usual, and you say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Okay. And someone might say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't
worry about it.
Okay. And you say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark.
I'm afraid.
Okay. And any other words?
I'm scared.
Okay. And a person who gets afraid easily is kind of
scaredy cat.
Okay. And you know that song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She
Used to Be.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now.
She's grown up.
Okay. The opposite of used to be.
I don't
understand
why she's afraid now. I don't.
Did you say she used to be or didn't used to be? Or?
She didn't used to be.
Okay. Does that sound natural?
Well, it's, I don't know why she's afraid now. She didn't used to be.
Okay. And, someone who leaves a lot of money on the table just goes out and money
bottles
locked the door.
They're trustworthy.
Okay, you might say he's mighty what with his money?
Loose, carefree, or careless.
Okay. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
nutty.
Okay, any other words?
Kind of sick. Or
okay. Would you use the word queer or far?
Queer, yes.
Does that word change meanings much?
Yes.
It doesn't mean the same?
No.
What does it mean now?
Well, now it means more of two different things. Like this, for example. A person can act queer and just be peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I was growing up and learned of the word, it had the homosexual tendency.
When you were growing up,
yes.
And now it just means kind of peculiar?
No, I just understand it both ways now, whereas when I was growing up, I didn't.
Oh, you just saw it as having sexual meaning?
Yes. Yeah. When I first learned of it and knew the word, that's the way I learned it, see.
You sort of learned it in the slang.
Right.
Sense,
right.
When I first learned of it.
And someone who's very sure of his own ways, and like you can't argue with him because he'll never admit he's wrong. He just has to do things his way. You said that he's
conceited, or
okay, but I'm just